Glossary. Temple fair.
A collection of merry-go-round stalls, etc., organized at a temple.
Celebrated.
Organized.
Tradesmen.
Shopkeepers are people who have goods to sell.
Far and wide.
From a long distance.
Crowd.
A large number of people gathered.
Lead.
Show the way.
Look around.
Go around and see.
Marked.
Identified.
Obliged.
Did a favor.
Pleased.
To make somebody happy.
A good deal of.
More.
Encouraged.
Gave hope to go on doing.
Trifle.
Things of little value.
Disappeared.
Vanished.
Sympathy.
Understanding and kindness.
Patted.
Touched as a sign of affection.
Tempt.
Attract somebody. Children, shall we answer the following questions now? Who came to the temple fair from far and wide? Why?
Uncle was leading us. Who does us refer to?
Someone called him. What does him refer to? What did they ask him?
Why was Ram Babu happy?
Children, now let us read and enjoy another small story. Hard work always pays. Once there were two friends in a village. They were Anji and Nagesh. They were from a middle-class family. Anji was a very hard-working boy, whereas Nagesh was lazy. Nagesh wanted to make easy money. One day, they came to the city for earning money. They went to a wealthy merchant called Ravi for a job. The merchant was ingenious. He gave each of them a cane basket. He took them to a well in his garden and said, "Take these baskets and draw water from the well till dusk." Anji and Nagesh took the baskets and went near the well. Nagesh thought it was foolish to bring water in a cane basket. So he kept the basket aside and slept under a tree. On the other hand, Anji kept working all through the day. In the evening, when he was pulling the basket up, he saw some gold coins in the basket. Anji, who was very honest and sincere, took those coins to the merchant. The merchant was very pleased with the honesty of Anji. He gave Anji all the gold coins. He also gave him a job in his factory. Nagesh felt ashamed and went away. Moral: hard work always pays.
Glossary.
Easy money.
Getting money without work.
Ingenious.
Smart and skillful.
Cane basket.
Basket made of cane. Bamboo stems.
Pull.
Draw.
Honest.
Frank.
Ashamed.
Feel shame.
Answer the following questions. What is the nature of Nagesh? Why did Anji and Nagesh go to the merchant? What did the merchant ask them to do? What did Anji do with the cane basket? What did Nagesh do after taking the cane basket? What did Anji get from the well? What did Anji do with the gold coins? Why was the merchant pleased? What do you learn from this story? Why did Nagesh feel ashamed?
Children, let's listen. Good luck, bad luck. There's a Chinese story of a farmer who used an old horse to till his fields. There is a Chinese story of a farmer who used an old horse to till his fields. One day, the horse escaped into the hills, and when the farmer's neighbors sympathized with the old man over his bad luck, the farmer replied, "Bad luck? Good luck? Who knows?" A week later, the horse returned with a herd of horses from the hills, and this time the neighbors congratulated the farmer on his good luck. His reply was, "Good luck? Bad luck? Who knows?" Then, when the farmer's son was attempting to tame one of the wild horses, he fell off its back and broke his leg. Everyone thought this was very bad luck. Not the farmer, whose only reaction was, "Bad luck? Good luck? Who knows?" Some weeks later, the army marched into the village and forced into army every able-bodied youth they found there. When they saw the farmer's son with his broken leg, they let him off. Now, was that good luck or bad luck? Who knows? Everything that we see as an evil on the surface may turn out to be a good in disguise. And everything that seems good on the surface may really be an evil. So, we are wise when we leave it to God to decide what good fortune is and what misfortune is. And thank Him that all things turn out for good with those who love Him.